Village Church Q&A podcast, where our goal is to create digital, shareable, and helpful content to make disciples who will go, grow, and overcome.
Hey, welcome back to the Village Church Q&A podcast. Pastor Michael here with you. And we are in the middle of releasing 10 episodes this week and next week. And the question that we're answering is pretty simple. Pastor Michael, what have you learned about the state of Village Church during quarantine, during the stay-at-home order? So what I've been doing over the last couple of weeks is documenting some of the things that I've learned about Village Church, and I thought it'd be really helpful and beneficial for you to hear about them. And so here is the way we're going to do this. I'm going to share a principle, I'll explain the principle, and then I'll talk through with you how I've seen this at work at Village Church for better or for worse. All right, here's the principle. Boredom forces reevaluation. Boredom forces reevaluation. Many, I want you to hear me, many are reevaluating where they are going to church currently. Okay, so boredom is a great gift to the human soul. I prefer to call it margin, space for the what if, space for God, space for listening. Good spiritual leadership and good decision making require margin, or they require some level of boredom. It's why every single year I go to California and I spend 7, 8, 9, 10 days all alone in the desert or the beaches, just listening and walking and creating margin for myself. In fact, actually right now, as I'm recording this Q&A podcast, I am supposed to be in California in the deserts of Palm Springs, but I am not there. So I am here creating margin in different ways. But here's what's happening in this margin, in this boredom, in this shift. Christians all over America are reevaluating where they will go to church when this ends. So, Village Church, I want to just speak pretty frank and candidly. There are going to be people who were in your spiritual community before the pandemic started, and they are not going to be there when it's done. There are going to be people who were not in your spiritual community beforehand, and when this is all done, they're going to be at our door, and they are going to become a part of our spiritual community. Some for the first time are seeing what their church is made of. What quarantine is doing is it's just exposing what is really most important to us. And so they're in a church and they're like, wow, this is my church. This is what's most important to them. Okay. And they really don't want much to do with that when they get back. And so they've already begun to disconnect. And it's easy to disconnect right now because nobody notices. They don't notice. And so if there's ever a time to do it, this is going to be it for them. They're going to find a church that really highlights their values. For some people, they have been largely disconnected, and so they're just kind of looking for a place that maybe helps them feel more connected, and that's going to be their reality. So they were there before, and they're not going to be there when you get back. Some people are actually just really truly following the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is saying, listen, when all this goes back to normal, your gifts are going to be needed in this community over here. I want to send you over there. And here's, I think, just the end of this. Village Church, this is hard for me to say, and it's already happening. Expect multiple families to leave Village Church and not come back. Expect families maybe in your community group. Expect families maybe who sit by you at church. Expect families that maybe you've known for a long time or maybe a short period of time. I think one of the things we just have to prepare ourselves for is that multiple families are not going to be coming back to Village Church. By multiple, it might be 3. By multiple, it might be 30. I don't actually know yet. We have no idea what this is all going to look like when life kind of goes back to quote unquote normal. Not only are we expecting or should expect that multiple families will not be coming back to Village Church, we are also expecting that there will be multiple families who were not at Village Church and now are going to be at our doorsteps when we open up again. This whole season already feels like discombobulating on every level. And what's probably going to happen is that the way Village Church looks when we go back to quote unquote normal, it's just not going to be the same. And that's really, really hard for me to say because I just love Village Church. And already there's been a couple families who have communicated that they are not going to be coming back to Village Church. They're not angry. They're not mad. I want to be very clear. They're not bitter. They're sensing a call of God in their lives to move to a different church family. And we have championed them and supported them, and the churches they're going to are incredible. There's no animosity there. But a friend of mine actually called me a couple weeks back, and one of the conversations we had went like this. He said, Michael, there are people who have probably wanted to find another church for some time, and this is going to give them the reason to do it in a way that is probably the least wave-making. And I totally understand that. And I see that. And so Village Church, this is an opportunity for you just to remain connected to the people you love. And I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but what I do find is that this is a weeding out time. This is a time for people to find a church that really fits them, to find where the Lord has called them. And we're expecting that many people are going to land at Village Church because they're communicating that they're going to come here. And we're also expecting that a handful of people are not going to come back. And that's one of the hard parts about quarantine, is that it is pushing things and decisions that, quite honestly, we don't feel like we're ready for, but we're being forced into it. And so on top of everything else changing, on top of our economy changing, on top of our home lives changing, honestly, our church life is going to be pretty different when we come back. We're going to have to rethink a lot of things, but one of the things that'll be most obvious is the people who aren't there and the people who are there. So Village Church, love you guys so much. I appreciate you being a part of this. I want to invite you back to come back tomorrow. I'm going to be talking about consumerism and how I have or have not seen consumerism at Village Church. For better or for worse, I'll share with you some of my thoughts and observations. And I want to thank you for joining me today, and we'll see you guys back here tomorrow.